business. Our first item is change of zone, number 2001 Bellmead Farm LLC. Mr. Whitehouse, you have an update for us?
Just one quick update from me, Mr. Chairman. If Commission remembers, at the conclusion of the last meeting, Commission left record open for receipt of a written response from the school district. I can confirm that was received on March 21st. We've uploaded it into your paperless packet, and it is available for viewing online. Per the Commission's motion, the second part of the motion was to continue to leave the record open for receipt of additional public comments for 10 business days following the announcement of the receipt, but only on the school district's response. So we can announce receipt and at the start of that 10 business day period. So.
All right, thank you. Commissioners, any questions or comments? If not, we'll just move on. Thank you. All right, our next item is Ordinance 2404. This is the ordinance to amend the future land use map of the comprehensive plan in relation to the tax parcel 135-11.00-65.00, commonly known as Silver Oaks Trailer Park.
Okay. I am not prepared to make a motion tonight, but I would like to open it up for further discussion. I have some concerns, and after listening to the hearing twice since the last hearing, just going through all of the facts that were stated, it's my opinion that what is approved right now will allow for 38 mobile homes. There are 11 on the site as it is. What they're proposing is 108 units with 25% at low-income housing, which would only give us 27 units total. So it's my opinion, if they build out what they have there with the mobile homes, they may accommodate the same family or individual, but we'd end up with 11 more units than what they're proposing with what the design is now.
I concur. Also, how long before we actually start revisiting the comp plan?
So, well, I can answer. There's sort of two parts to that. The first is not necessarily the comp plan, but the state is reviewing its state strategies mapping. Depending on how that goes, that should be sometime this summer, and then the comp plan is 2028, but Mr. Whitehouse, we're going to probably start ramping up for that.
Correct. So we'd actually plan to begin the initial groundwork of that in the next 12 months, and it will ramp up increasingly with an aim of having an updated comp plan by 2028.
Thank you.
I agree with Ms. Wingate on this, so we need to look and see if they're going to be beneficial.
The fact that the proposal that they made originally was denied because of the number of units, and now we are adding even more to it. I don't see how that's going to benefit with nothing's changed in the area.
Makes sense to me.
I'm still considering it. I'm not stating I'm totally against it, but I just think there's more things that we need to consider. So if anybody doesn't have anything else, I'd like to defer.
I second the motion.
That's my motion.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to defer action on ordinance 24-04. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, thank you.